The U.S. Department of Agriculture was established back in 1862 by Abraham Lincoln to help farmers in what was then the industry central to the U.S. economy, farming. If you go to the New York Times today, it seems that animals in U.S. agriculture could use some emancipation. An investigation into a federally run research facility shows a pattern of abuse of animals in the pursuit of higher production, something way beyond the expectations of modern industrial farming. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center in Clay County, Nebraska, according to investigative reporter Michael Moss, reveals a pitiful and ruthless relationship between U.S. agriculture and the traditional creatures of the farm.
This center was created 50 years ago to be the world prestigious place to re-engineer farm animals to meet the growing demand for meat in the world and also to increase profits for the meat industry. And the way they go about that is to re-engineer farm animals through surgery, breeding, other techniques to make them more productive. This is the place that has been striving to make pork chops leaner, lamb chops bigger, beef more chewable, and all of that would be fine, except there have been some complications.
Well, one of the complications with lamb is they've attempted to take utterly domesticated lamb and try to re-engineer them to live in the wild with results that are just terrifying. Describe, first of all, what the mission is and what they've discovered as they've put these lambs out to pasture.
Right. So for the past 10 years and to continue for another 4 years, they've had a project called the Easy Care Project. So they are taking lambs that have hair, for example, instead of wool to eliminate the cost of shearing the animals if hair falls out on its own. They have breeds that are giving triplets instead of the ordinary one or two because more babies means more meat and more profits. And then finally, they're taking these lambs and having them, as you pointed out, give birth out in the pastures instead of the warm, cozy barns that sheep farmers normally do in order to drive down the labor cost. And the result is horrific from farm standpoint. I managed to gain access to the facility, to the lambing project, in the height of the lambing season in May, when they were pulling a dozen or more ragdoll bodies off the pasture, bringing them for necropsy to figure out why they died. And they had typically died of starvation because their mothers had rejected them, exposure to the weather because this is Nebraska after all, and there's wild weather in May, and these lambs have gotten wet and cold, and predation. There were five of them that were chewed up by coyotes because they're out there in the pasture, and they have some guard dogs to help out, but the guard dogs are not entirely effective.
So cruelty to the lambs and a design that seems misguided. It's not possibly going to work.
You know, they would argue it's not cruelty. They would argue that this is a trade-off in their overall mission to feed the world's growing population and deliver red meat, lamb, pork, and beef to 9 billion people in the world. And as they say, they care about animal welfare. The scientists there say they're doing their best, but there are some trade-offs if that's how you want to feed the world.
Would they use this trade-off language to explain why in libido experiments for bulls, that bulls were left to mount a cow for hours to the point where she just was dead?
I think some of the issue in this place is that there is a holdover from the days when very few people felt that farm animals had real feelings or even felt pain. And you have to remember, too, that the Animal Welfare Act that was passed back in 1964 that cracked down on the use of animals, especially dogs and cats in laboratories, had a huge gaping loophole in it. It exempted farm animals from the protections that are giving other animals that are used for experimentation. And so there was this lingering attitude out there that animals, farm animals, don't feel like other people or other animals or certainly people do. There's another case where they were extracting lung tissue from a pig and it should have been dead, but it wasn't, and the pig was gagging and thrashing around on the table, and the scientist who was in charge of having euthanized it didn't work. seem to almost take some pleasure in the matter, to the horror of the scientist who was trying to get the DNA tissue, RNA tissues.
Who's responsible for this facility and who's driving this level of experimentation here?
It's part of the Department of Agriculture out of Washington, but they have largely deferred the specifics of how the scientists in the facility will use the animals in their experiments to those scientists. And those scientists in the center itself has resisted interest in having it become scrutinized, accredited by outside organizations. On the other side, the industry itself has sort of been repelled by and been unmoved by some of the experimental results. Because look, ranchers are people too, and they care about their animals. And I'm thinking offhand about the twinning project in the cows, trying to get cows to have twins instead of the normal one. And they were coming out, you know, where their legs were getting tangled, and in females, the genitals were getting deformed, and the death rate was so much higher that the industry itself was saying, I don't think we want this. And yet the center, in its zeal to sort of accomplish its mission, just kept going and kept going and kept going until a little in 2013, and they sold those cows. But they still have the supply of bull semen for twin cows that they're hoping to sort of pitch to the meat industry, beef industry out there.
What changes here? How does this change? Do they have to be more closely regulated?
So the veterinarian scientist who came to me with concern is hoping that at the minimum this center gets oversight from external groups who can actually help them design even better experiments, not to mention protect the animal welfare more. But this other disconnect that's happening out there, because increasingly consumers are caring more and more about how the animals are treated that they are eating. Animal welfare is becoming a huge thing. And the biggest companies are responding to that, so that recently Tyson issued an order to its suppliers to better protect the pigs. And Whole Foods now has standards on animal welfare for its fresh meat. And so increasingly there's been a gap between this center's drive to increase production and seemingly the rest of the country kind of going the other direction and caring less about production but more about the welfare and the safety and the well-being of these animals.
Michael Moss is an author and investigative reporter. You can read his investigation into the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center in today's New York Times.